Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we finished with the study of verses 5 and 6, and Dr. Bloom was just starting with the invitation. Let's continue from that point today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
So we are saved from sin. And the second death of being separated from God forever in a lake of fire, tormented day and night. Saved. To cleanse. Oh, our spirit, our soul, our inner man in a body that will one day be resurrection and fashioned like unto Christ's glorious body. For all eternity. Oh, how glorious and how precious that is to me. The purpose for messages as Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved, through faith, that not of yourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Purpose for a message like that. Or as that we read from to you early of Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Every human being has this command from God to all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he raised him from the dead. That shows that he will save you because he raised him from the dead. So he'll save you. That's the assurance that we have. He rose up from the dead. The disciples were told, and I don't know how they know this. I really don't. But through classes I've sat through, books that I've read, I don't know how they know this, but they say the disciples, those early church fathers, preached more on the resurrection than they did the death, because of the assurance it gives of God saving us. But you see, the Word of God is such a perfect harmony. And we see it through the rest of the Bible. You see, as I just looked at these verses and looked at some of these other things here, all of this building up verse 5 of our text, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. And many times we just miss how important that mercy is, and the greatness, the volume of it, that he would not only save us from that by his mercy, but he would wash us of regeneration with the blood of Jesus Christ and renewing of the Holy Ghost, that we might be holy and acceptable unto him, accepted in the beloved. And he would shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. My friend, all of this, it moves my heart. I hope it moves yours. And by the way, the washing of generation shows us also the importance of God's Word. In 1 Peter 1:23 and 25, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You know, Jesus was called the living word. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. just says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He's called the living word. The Bible is a written word. They're preserved. Totally preserved. Oh, the precious word of God. So verse 23 said again, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You see, we have a King James Bible. God's people trying to come out with all these new translations and change some things. Why? Because they want to try to corrupt the word of God, but we've got the Bible and it's preserved for us in the King James Bible. Verse 25 says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Regeneration of a lost soul and the feeding of that living soul. A preacher is to always preach the word. Not psychology, not philosophy, or the stratagems of religious marketers. Our goal as believers is not only to bring others to the renewing of regeneration of the Holy Ghost, but to help us to live and to grow into conformity to Christ Jesus and the fullness of the stature of the fullness of Christ, to the point that, as in John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, where it tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, that's the goal that we have. Now, my friend, I've gone into depth here these last few days. But our salvation is deep, and yet it's free. And it's available for you. My friend, you know that if you die today, that heaven's your home. God wants to save your soul. He really does. We read to you from 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11 over this point here that we've been looking at the last few days. We took you there. We also took you to Acts 17, 30 and 31, but also here right in Titus chapter 3, where it talks about some various sins and that they too were that. And God saves you from some. You're not so dirty that the blood of Jesus Christ cannot cleanse you if you'll turn to him in repentance and faith. Saying, Lord, I can't take my sin from me, but you can. Lord, I'm giving you my heart and life right now. I'm committing to you forever. As a man and a woman commits themselves to one another in marriage. Keeping themselves only to one another till death do they part. We're keeping ourselves to thee. Till death do we part, and Lord. Because you are forever, we know and never separate from you once we're saved. Lord, you want to save people. You want them to have your everlasting life because you love them, and that's why you gave your son. So because of that, my friend, you know if you died today, do you know biblically that if you died today, that heaven's your home? If not, I want to say this to you right now. Jesus Christ died for your sin. He was buried, and he rose from the dead the third day. Victorious over hell and death. The Bible says that he has the keys of hell and of death. The word death means separation. When your physical body dies, your spirit separates from this body. It either goes to be with God if it's saved, or it goes to hell if it's not saved. That spirit will never cease to exist. It's got some kind of a body in hell that can never be destroyed and be tormented and suffer forever. In heaven, it's a spiritual body that is so much different than what we've had on this earth, and it's a blessed assurance and a blessed thing. my friend, we'd give your heart and life to Christ. God does not lie. He tells us that in Hebrews chapter 6. He does not lie. He promised that if you'll come to Him in repentance and faith, that He would save your soul. If you'd like to receive Him as your Lord and Savior right now, then I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer with me. And the prayer that I pray would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you will give your heart and life to Christ right now, calling on Him for your salvation, I can tell you by this, by the authority of God's Word, that He'll save you. So why not right now bow your head and pray this prayer that I pray aloud. I'll pray it slowly so you can follow along and pray it right where you are. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin, for I know I cannot cleanse my sins or take them away, nor take away the effect and damage they have done. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for all my sin for all time and was buried. And 3 days later, rose up bodily from the grave. Therefore, I call upon you to come into my heart and life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. I give you myself right now. Therefore, I ask that you cleanse me and save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, please write us and let us know. Our announcer will give you our physical address. We'd like to hear from you, and then you may be on the internet. He'll give you our website. You can go to our website, and through it, just look there at the contact section, and you can email me through that section as well. We would like to know and be able to rejoice in your salvation of what Christ has done for you. And then if you don't belong to a Bible preaching, Bible believing church, then let me encourage you, seek out a church that is independent, Baptist, King James Bible. Its music is not rock and roll, it's not contemporary, but rather, instead of being by the culture, it's led by the Word of God. So it's that good old traditional music. Call the pastor, tell him that you have asked the Lord to save you. You can tell him he's listening to this broadcast, but just say that you asked the Lord to save you. And they say, my next step is to get baptized in obedience to the Lord's command, and I would like to be a part of you. And ask him, what is the next step? And he will help you. Well, I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light today. I trust you'll ask your friends to listen, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.